giving rise to this sort of structure, where each octamer provides half of a beta sheet, and where the resulting beta sheets provide a scaffolding for DNA. Since such a structure would be copiously provided with a huge number of well-positioned salt bridges and backbone hydrogen bonds, one could argue that it is energetically favorable, and I would so argue. But I doubt this structure exists because it has what I would regard as a fatal flaw. To see the flaw, we need to focus on the DNA. Let's remove the upper DNA tetraplex in this slide, which is not involved in the current consideration, and focus on the lower DNA tetraplex.